Would you promote legislation to this effect, and can the Commonwealth afford it? Dawn?
During a forum at a local country club luncheon, Dawn Adams met her opponent, Republican Delegate Manoli Lupazzi, for the first time.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you all for having me. Thank you, Greg.
A few weeks later, walking neighborhoods and knocking doors, Adams admits she was definitely nervous. She's a nurse practitioner and a first-time politician.
I felt a little intimidated, but I just kind of, you know, kind of pushed through that.
And she says she nailed it. She called up an influential local leader who had previously said he was staying out of the race to get his take.
When it was over, he said, "I'm supporting the future, not the past." And that was a big deal, and it wasn't the only person in the room.
Adams is running in the 68th District, one of a handful of state House seats that Democrats think they can flip because more voters went for Hillary Clinton than Donald Trump. But Adams has an added challenge. Her GOP opponent is an incumbent. He's a popular local attorney, born and raised in Richmond. He's held this seat for a decade.
All that being said, you know, it doesn't make him an effective delegate, right? And so, but the fact that they know him, that is what I think keeps getting him elected.
I wanted to ask Lupazzi why he thinks he keeps getting reelected, but his campaign said his busy schedule couldn't accommodate an interview. So I looped back to another part of the district where Lupazzi signs are everywhere.
Sorry to bother you and come randomly to your door.
No, you're fine.
A couple families told me their kids go to school with his kids and that he's a nice guy. Laura Ramsey says he's represented her family and community well.
From small things like getting little traffic islands and speed bumps and things to the bigger debates that take place, nothing comes to mind at the moment, but my husband and I have been really pleased with our representation through Manoli.
Dan Palazzola is a political scientist at the University of Richmond. He says at the state level, most voters actually like their elected officials.
They may not like the assembly that much. They may not like the politics, but there's something that incumbent might have been able to do to sort of shine a positive glow on the district.
Incumbents have built-in advantages. For one, they have a track record plus name recognition. That's not to mention the fact that they can raise money for years. The only real disadvantage is being caught up in big political tides, say a surge of Democratic energy against an unpopular president. And while that can be an issue for members of Congress, state delegates are more insulated. Palazzola says not as many people come out to vote in their elections, and those that do care strongly about local issues.
And that's why partisanship has not displaced or taken out incumbency, whereas at the national level, in some cases, it actually has.
While at the state level, the cards are still so heavily stacked in incumbents' favor that last time they were up for election, every single one won. And of the 17 state House seats Democrats say they can flip this year, 14 have Republican incumbents. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.